At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Because things aren't crazy enough right now, what with Hurricane Michael and trying to coordinate relief efforts and the politics going on and everything else that's been happening in the past week, we have a new dating term.
Oh, what's this?
You know, this is sort of along the same lines as, well, I mean, we call it blown off, but being ghosted or breadcrumbing or... I don't even know. There's so many. Well, this one is called sneeting. Sneeting.
Okay.
It's when a woman goes on dates with guys to get free meals.
Okay.
Preferably at nice restaurants, because if you're going to do something unethical, you might as well do the whole thing. The thing is, there is one little aspect that makes... It's like short for sneaky eating, by the way. Sneeting, sneaky eating.
Mm-hmm.
According to the woman who coined the term, she won't do it with guys, quote, who she doesn't think can afford to pay. At least there's that.
Wow. I thought she was going to say, I don't do it with people that I don't think there could be a future with.
No. Nobody wants a future with these people.
No. Just doing it.
They just want a good old meal.
I mean, I do remember someone giving me this advice. Oh, now I remember. When I was probably 22, and I remember someone asking me out on a date, which didn't happen a lot when I was younger, and a coworker who was probably 28 or 29 at the time, she said, listen, it's a free meal. Why not? Go and do it. And I said, but I don't really see myself being with this person at all. And then she continued to say, it's a free meal. Why not?
Yeah.
So this has been around for a while.
It has. And I feel like this is just a new term for it. And I heard the same thing. Like, I think everybody at some point hears that, unless you're a typical dude who always pays for dates.
Right.
If you are... a woman, a gay man, I would imagine that someone at some point in your life has told you to take the free meal and you might as well enjoy it.
Scotty the Body, our associate producer, you're 21, you go to USF.
Uh-huh.
Now, you're in a relationship now, but before that, you were a man about town.
A man about town.
Some may say.
Okay. Now, have you ever been sneeted before? Do you think, where you were like, ooh, I like this girl, I'm gonna take her out, and you spent money... And then
actually, now that I think about it, I was about to be like, oh, I would never do that. But when I first came to college, I took this girl out, and then it kind of ended right away after. But I took her out to a nice dinner.
Wait, what's a nice dinner when you're first in college?
Okay. You know, like Chili's or Applebee's. But you get like everything, the appetizer, the dessert, all of it.
Oh, you took her to the half-off apps. I see you.
I still took her out when I had no money.
That's all right. Listen,
those boneless buffalo wings are a little expensive sometimes, okay?
Wow, and you never heard from her after that?
No, now that I think about it, yeah, it was like a week after. She was like, you know what, I can't do this. I was like, oh, I was kind of hurt.
Well, I thought I actually found something right away.
No, you didn't.
Well, your wallet was hurt, too.
Yeah, it was.
You found a sneeter. That's what you found. So anyway, just be on the watch. I just feel like that's just, if you're going to be unethical, you might as well get a good meal out of it, I guess. All right, and not to completely shift and switch gears here, but we need to talk about Hurricane Michael. Obviously, we're still dealing with the devastation. Miguel and I came from a radio station in the Panhandle. We lived in Panama City Beach for a major part of our broadcasting careers, and we know from experience that it is a giving area, that they're quick to rally if anybody needs help, that, you know, they're always there for their neighbor, and I think it's time that, you know, someone is there for them, because this is absolutely devastating.
Yeah.
We are having a drive tomorrow, and we're going to be out at the Walmart on Northdale Mabry, 1505. It's right off of 275 there, and we're going to be out from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m.,
yeah.
right? So anything you can bring by that would be helpful. I mean, you really have to, you know, we're not going to take, like, junky old stuff.
Right.
Like, you have to really think here. So you need water, batteries, Rubbermaid containers, non-perishable food items, stuff like that that is absolutely needed right now. And tarps, too, and linens. We spoke with some people who either are going through it or have been through it in a recent hurricane. So just so you know, we're doing that tomorrow. Just make plans now. Maybe stop at the store today. Or, of course, since we're going to be at the Walmart tomorrow, you can pick up items and donate them.
Exactly. And you can get all the information now at hot1015tampabay.com.
That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.